Good morning, guys, and welcome back to my podcast show. So, well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you're listening to this and whatever time it may be. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. I wanted to record two podcasts today, so that's what I'm going to do because I have two topics in my mind. Initially, the goal is to record one a day for you, so you all can hopefully benefit from anything that I speak, resonate with, and hopefully these podcasts do help you to become your best self and perform optimally daily. The topic that I wanted to talk about today was anxiety. What actually is it? Why do we feel it? And it has become more prominent in modern day times, in my opinion, due to we get overwhelmed. We have so much information coming into our minds. We have Apple phones, Apple Macs. We've got so many different forms of technology. And I love technology. It's given me so much in regards to how it's propelled my business, allowing me to connect with people all over the world, allowing me to coach people all over the world, to research, to learn, to whatever I want. It's out there, isn't it? In the World Wide Web, you can research and you've got the world at your fingertips. And it is a blessing, in my opinion, but it also is a potential cause of a lot of our anxiety nowadays, and it's how we manage that. So I'm going to talk you through my personal opinion on anxiety and my personal opinions on what works for me to overcome that feeling when it becomes so overwhelming. I personally usually feel it first thing in the morning and before bed, when we are still, we have nothing else to think about, and we have all those thoughts coming into our head. So I just want to read a couple of things that I've had a little look up as well that resonated with me. And anxiety research indicates that almost all animals experience anxiety all the way down to the least level, to at least to the level of a sea slug. This is the anxiety that Freud called reality anxiety. So Freud, I remember studying this in psychology at A level as well. I don't know if you know about Freud and the Freudian slip, etc., psychologist. It is the anxiety that a zebra might feel when thirsty and approaching a riverbank where there are some large predators such as crocodiles or lions. This is the anxiety a person might feel when walking alone at night in a rough neighbourhood. Thus, the hallmark of reality anxiety that is an objectively dangerous threat is looming. I usually feel this when I go into nightclubs, when I go into places where there is a lot of people. Even when I go to my local beach and there's certain times that I'm like, this is so zen and I love this and I feel amazing. And then there's times when there are so many people around, I'm like, whoa, okay, now I feel a little bit anxious. I'm a very, very primal human being and I feel things, and my fight or flight response is very proactive, and my energy and feelings of people's energy and etc. So when I'm in large crowds, I tend to suffer this type of anxiety, and I'm sure a lot of you can also relate to this, and that is absolutely normal. It's your fight or flight response kicking in to protect you. So there's another type also here. There is a second form of anxiety that also does not appear to be uniquely human. Anxiety that is overwhelming and impairs functioning. The current diagnostic manual of the American Psychiatric Association recognizes several different anxiety disorders. Panic disorder, social phobia, obsessive compulsive disorder, generalized anxiety. Now, I would also recommend that you go away and do a lot of more research on this. I'm just talking about my personal experiences with myself and with my clients and with the people that I love and spend my time with, that I speak to and connect with. So I would always recommend to go away. But in my opinion, it's a completely normal feeling to feel. It's how we actually manage it. It's our primal state. and there's always a trigger or a trauma attached to it. So always seek the advice and help from a professional if it does become too overwhelming. And everything that I'm going to state on here, obviously my qualifications include nutrition, bioprint practitioner, yoga sensei, Reiki healer, I've done my biomedicine training, etc. But also when you're working with things like this, this all comes under my holistic teachings. But I do say go and, you know, seek the help from a potential professional that, well, no, not a potential, an actual professional that has the very structured knowledge with this. But also my holistic teachings teach me that you have to feel things within, and there's always a trigger that relates to this. So my personal experience, what have I been experienced lately or in the past? I experience it when I wake up more so. And when you guys know that I'm spiritual, you know I think outside the box. So hopefully everyone listening to this will relate. But this realm, this consciousness, this level of whatever we're living in, 3D, 4D, 5D, whatever it may be at the moment, when we go to sleep, I believe that we travel to different realms and whatnot. And then when we come back into the physical form, when our soul comes back in the morning after it's done its astral projection, it's traveling, whatever it needs to do, we wake up and we're like, right, here we go again. Let's learn lessons. Let's go, world. And it can sometimes take your breath away when you wake up. I don't know why I feel a bit emotional saying that, because to me, it's happy emotion. It makes me feel that there's something so much bigger than this world and what we are living in now. All of this, I always say, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. So our physical, obviously we have to look after our physical. You know, I'm a massive advocate of that. We have to look after our body. Our body is our temple, but the soul and the spiritual aspect is within, and it's having that experience within and externally. So I wake up with this like overwhelming anxiety, and not every day, only some days. And also, ladies, this can be intertwined with your menstrual cycle. So your emotions, your mood, and your hormones will vary based on which part of your menstrual cycle you are in. Our bodies are very intelligent things, and if we listen to them, we feed them right, we treat them right, it knows what to do. Sometimes I'll try and sit with it. So I'll just breathe through it in the morning, and letting you in to my world, being very vulnerable. I always feel, and this is normal, this is we need to have the connection. We need that connection. So when I have a partner, I always, you know, I wake up feeling a lot calmer for some reason when I've got a partner with me. When I don't have a partner and I sleep alone, sometimes I feel a little bit more vulnerable and anxious. But since I've got baby Ocean, yes, he sleeps in bed with me, I do feel a lot calmer, because we do need that protective element and that sense of connection, because we are not designed to be on our own. We are designed as tribal creatures. So we are designed to have that connection, to have our tribes, to have our partners. And again, the World Wide Web, social media has given us that connection, but it's also given us that social disconnection. And that can be potentially sometimes detrimental with the disconnection. I'm not talking about, you know, going out nightclubs every single night, get that connection, da 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 da. I'm talking about true relationships, meaningful relationships that resonate with your soul. I am happy to spend my whole life with one person for the rest of my life if they bring me that soul happiness and that connection. I do not need anything more or less than that. And I think that is obviously an important part of life as well. But that depicts who we are as people and the traumas that we have all felt. Now, this podcast was meant to be on anxiety, but I always tend to flow into different topics as well, whatever, you know, I feel that I need to say to you guys. So, ladies, boys, if any of you have ever been cheated on, etc., trust me, it is not your fault. It is that person's fault, because they are not yet fully developed in who they are as a human being. and thus they need the validation from others. They need to have that attention from females, males, whatever it may be. They're not true. They don't know who they are yet. So how are they meant to be their true authentic self with you when they do not know who they are? So please never question yourself if you've had people cheat on you, etc. in the past, and never question your behavior if you're working from a true, authentic, soulful place in your heart. It's that person, and it's not necessarily their fault. They just do not know who they are yet, and they are not secure in their being. I will be open with you guys and say I think probably every single guy that I've been with has been, bar one, has not been faithful to me. I want to say that. Obviously, that word as well hurts my tummy a little bit. You have these feelings and connections in your gut again being your brain, but the people say it's your second brain. I say it's your first brain because it's the primal instinct. So I cannot wait for the day, and I know it's coming soon, for my little whole being that knows who he is. My dream guy is like a tribe, like, I just love New Zealand as well, like tribal, a proper man's man that knows who he is, strong inside now, and has had those life experiences, and, you know, accepts someone, their past, present, and future. So I will not be allowing anyone in my world who does not do that. And I think it's important to have those, not necessarily boundaries for yourself, but, you know, those things that you do require that are going to make you both thrive together. Anyway, back to the topic of anxiety. So ways to manage it, which help me personally. I will try and sit with it, breathe with it, meditate. Then my favorite part of the day is the morning. I'll get up, I will body brush, I'll just get moving. I will get up, move myself out of the environment. I'm feeling that emotion. Get up, move, body brushing, cold shower. And as soon as I get in that cold shower, the feeling goes. I was listening to a podcast with Wim Hof the other day, amazing man. And he was stating the importance of cold showers, because if you can put your body in a cold shower for 2 minutes, you're a lot more resilient with whatever the day is going to throw at you, physically, mentally, and spiritually. So that's the first thing I do. Freezing cold shower. Don't even have it warm first. Freezing cold, 2 minutes, let's get it, let's go. I'm feeling good whilst I'm pulling my coconut oil in my mouth, and I feel good. I feel fresh, I feel clean, and then pop some nice fresh gym gear on. I will move my body, yoga, workout, weights, walk, whatever it may be, and then I will literally just throw myself into my work, into my business. I'll be doing coaching with my team. So with my new business that you guys know about, obviously the Ketones, I have a team that is building every single day, and I absolutely love it, and talking about it makes me so excited. And I coach my team, so they then thus are so confident to then have people in their team, and they coach and they become great leaders themselves. So I just throw myself into work, throw myself into something that I'm passionate about, throw myself into something that I love. And I'm not just saying this, although a lot of people will think that I'm just saying this for the fact that I'm now involved in the business, but the drink, the Ketones, I have a Blue Ocean one, which is 30% more ketones. And as soon as I drink that, I just feel ready. Like, ready for whatever. I feel happy, my mood lifts, I just feel incredible. Team that with my cold shower, and I am just on fire, and I absolutely love it. Obviously, literally not on fire, because I would have had a cold shower, but anyway. So if you haven't tried the drink yet, I do actually do 5-day experiences. If you are skeptical and you're like, this doesn't work, message me, reach out on Instagram, drop me an email, reach out to me. You can try 5 days. I do 10-day experiences. I do 10-day challenges. I do reboots. I do everything that's going to make you be a better you and feel your best that you ever have. And you'll have my coaching alongside that. So reach out to me, guys. DM me, reach out, say you've listened to my podcast, email me. I'll leave all my email and contact details in the show notes. So to break it down and to summarize, ways to deal with anxiety. 1, meditate, breathe. 2, get a cold shower, which is what I personally do. 3, make sure you're eating correctly. So make sure you're getting the nutrition, particularly fats, in your diet for mindset health. 4, breathe, breathe, breathe. Look at breathing techniques online and breathe through it. Write it down. 5, write it down. What do you feel is triggering this response? What happened? What is irritating your soul? What is making you feel overwhelmed? Did you spend too much time on social media yesterday? Did you not spend or give enough time to yourself? Because if you are not a full cup of love, how are you going to serve to others in your world? 6, have you moved your body? Have you been outside? Have you done everything that a primal human being should do? Move, walk, get outside, eat well, eat whole foods, connect. Connect with a loved one, hug your loved one. Had a wash, slept well. Primal security and safety needs, have they been met? And another security and safety thing is finances with a lot of people. And honestly, please, if you need to start a business right now, and if you are driven, if you are passionate about changing people's lives, you don't have to have the qualifications like myself to do this business. I can teach you that. You just have to be a good person inside and out and work from the soul, work from your heart, and in it for the right reasons, because people can see that. You know, just be transparent in whatever you do. So if you really are wanting to start a business now, you want to help people, you want to improve your own health, finances, you want to give yourself that safety and security for your future, for your family's future, again, reach out to me. Let's hop on a Zoom call, let's hop on a call. I'll send you all over anything you want, answer all your questions, and give you all the information. So yeah, I hope this podcast helps you, and if anything, just makes you feel that you're not alone, because I work with so many people that have this feeling daily. I have this feeling, not necessarily daily anymore because I manage it better, but I do have this feeling because it's a primal, natural feeling as human beings that we should have. Again, reach out to me if I can help you. I will. Nutritionally, of course, I will always give you the best advice, diet, coaching to perform at your best mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm going to leave all my contact details in the show notes. I love, love, love you all. Thank you so much for the support. Please do share this episode with everyone you love, everyone that you think will benefit. Leave me a 5-star review because it bumps me up in the iTunes, which allows people to recognize and connect with this podcast and hopefully change their world, educate, and they will benefit from these podcasts that I record for you guys. And yeah, I love you all. Please reach out to me and I will catch you on the next podcast. Thank you.